2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Detailed understanding. In this verse, Peter addresses the perspective that God's promise to return and judge is being delayed or taking too long slow. He explains that God is not constrained by human concepts of timing, but is being extraordinarily patient. God's supposed slowness is actually long-suffering patience, as he does not wish for any to perish in their sins, but desires that all would come to repentance and be saved. The Greek word for patient literally means long-tempered or enduring. Bible examples. God patiently endured generations of Israel's disobedience before disciplining them, Nehemiah 9:30. Jesus mercifully drew the woman at the well to repentance, John 4:1-26. Paul says God's patience led him, once a persecutor, to repentance, 1 Timothy 1:16. Practical explanations. God's timing is not bound by human expectations. A day is like 1,000 years to him, 2 Peter 3:8. His delay is actually gracious patience, allowing more time for repentance. We should not lose hope, but persist in prayer for loved ones' salvation. We can take comfort that God is not eager to punish, but desires all to be saved. Good example. A believer who continues faithfully sharing the gospel, trusting in God's perfect timing to open blind eyes. Bad example. Doubting God's return because of perceived delay or losing urgency to spread the gospel. Bible example of God's patient mercy. The parable of the prodigal son, where the father patiently waited for his son's repentance, Luke 15, 11-32. Bible example of spurning God's patience. The Pharaoh of the Exodus, who repeatedly hardened his heart despite God's mercy, Exodus 7:10. Conclusion. 2 Peter 3:9 reminds us not to misinterpret God's timing as slowness or delay. In reality, what may feel like a long wait from our perspective is actually God's merciful patience, giving more opportunity for sinners to repent and be saved. God does not wish for any to perish, but graciously waits for people to turn to him. While eagerly awaiting Christ's return, we can have hope in God's perfect timing and persist in prayer and evangelism, knowing he is patiently holding back judgment so more can experience his salvation.